Hi, Gina. This is Shalette. How are you today?
Good, good. I just got a call from the person that I sold the business to, and they said that I'm still on the Yelp. Something says Bing. There's still so many other sites that I'm on that when she Googles Mawa Psychic, I'm still coming up at the top of the page with my phone number.
Got it. So I'm going to take a look at some things, but we don't affect everything on the Internet. I'm going to find out what I can affect for you, okay? First, I want to take a quick glance at what happened with Google because as of Friday, I didn't get a chance to call, but it wasn't going to take a verification. It wasn't going to need a verification. So I just wanted to check.
Yeah, it's already on there. It's already on there, Sugarland Psychic.
Perfect. Because I knew it wasn't going to need a verification, but I knew we had it, but I couldn't see it yet online. So
but for some reason, it says Sugarland Psychic, but it still says something about Mawa.
Okay, let me look at that. Let me pull that up first. That's really important here. Okay. Maybe it's in the description. They haven't changed yet. That's quite possible because I put in that request for, it should be changed. Let me look. Should have been everything changed there. Takes me a moment to get into that. And then we'll look at other stuff. Apologize, Gina. Just going a little slow to get everything opened, okay?
That's okay. Take your time.
Okay, I see something that's on there. It's not the Google listing itself. It's a post. Unlock the secrets. I think this is a post. Okay. You know how we make posts from time to time on Google?
Hold on one second.
David, you got to shut up for one second because I can't hear the lady.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Celeste.
Okay. I think I found the source of where it still said Mawa. It's not the Google listing itself, but a post that was on Google. So let me look at that. Because when we change it over, it's like we didn't change the post. So I'm going to go edit this post that's on here.
Okay.
And that's the one place on Google where it still says it. And I'm going to change that right now.
And is there any way that you can take those photos of the outside of the Mawa store off?
If they're not a Google picture, if it's something we put up, then yes. So I'll look at that next right now, okay? Psychic of Sugarland, how can I publish this? Okay. We're not able to publish post at this moment. Well, then I'll fix it from Google. Okay, let me fix it another way. interesting. I can see the post, but it's not letting me access it to what I'm going to try to do then. Instead of changing that word, I'll then try to delete that post, and then we'll just make you a new one. Since it won't let me edit it, let me try it that way. Yes. Okay. I'll request new posts. And now let me look at your picture. Let's see. Okay, so on Google itself, there are not many pictures here. So let me look in our dashboard, because we should have more than that. Okay, so we need, I don't know why our pictures aren't synced. The only street view picture I see, I can't tell where it is. But it's Google's street view. So we'll have to, it looks like I see something, Franklin Turnpike. Yeah, that's your old area, right?
Right.
Okay, so that picture is not us. That's coming from Google, and they're not going to automatically recognize it. Yeah, that's their street view of the old address. So they're just not caught up. So what I'm going to say, I'm just going to contact our team to contact Google to update it. There shouldn't be a street view with a hidden address anyway, but to remove that street view. Okay?
Okay.
And also,
what about
that we have more pictures that belong on there, so we'll get our pictures sent to Google, okay?
And what about the Yelp? Because I gave you
You gave us the access to Yelp from that email?
Yeah, I gave you the access to Yelp.
Okay. So, let me just double check here. And what day did you do that? Friday, Thursday, when do you think?
Oh, I didn't know that I had to do something through the email. I thought I just told you. I had to go in my email and give you authorization.
Yeah, you have to give us access into it. So.
Let me go to my... I didn't know I had to do that.
Okay.
I thought I just gave you authorization.
Well,
okay.
If you have access to your Yelp, then you need to share access to us. So let me find that email.
No, I don't have access to my Yelp. My daughter created that.
All right. So let me find it.
If you could just take the whole Yelp down.
Well, we don't necessarily have any access to it to do that. So I can add, just a moment. Let me just find the right email. Is there any way your daughter would be able to? Is there any way your daughter would be able to give us access?
I don't know. I don't even know if she knows the email address that's connected to the Yelp because it's been, 9 years.
A long time ago. Yeah. That happens. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to ask her, let me see if I can first identify it and see it. And then I'm going to ask our team what could be done if you don't have access. Here's the thing. Sometimes I don't know much about Yelp, but we have a team that does. But the question's going to be, okay, it's never been connected to our account. So I have to go look. Where do I look? Out on Yelp in MAWA, right?
Yeah, MAWA Psychic.
Okay. Well, I put in MOA psychic. It popped up psychic of sugar. let me
that's
make my sheet
why
more clear. Which is good. Which is good, what you want, but in one way, but not, let me, okay. I mean, your Google listing had a lot of history, and now it's Psychic of Sugarland, but I'm looking at your Yelp now, I think. No, that's Psychic Reader, Mawa Psychic. Okay. Hold on.
Okay, so how come when you type up Mawa Psychic, Mawa of Sugarland comes up?
Well, I hadn't put an area in. In other words, normally when I do a search, I put in an area, right? And I just recently changed, you know, your Mawa Psychic on Google just recently changed to Mawa Sugarland. You know, you changed that list. That listing got changed into Sugarland so that you could have your reviews. So therefore, my searches in history, it just popped up. But now, that's not popping up when I put in a search in Mawa, okay? But I hadn't specified an area, so it gave me, you know, what it gave me. But give me just a moment. It's not that common, but I've been recently searching these things before the change is probably the reason it's popped up for me. Okay, so I'm looking at a Yelp listing. It says Mawa Psychic. Let me just make sure this is all you. Yep. Okay. Now, it is claimed, meaning it belongs to somebody, which I guess is your daughter. And if you don't think she has access into it, I'm going to send you that email again anyway, so if she does, she can grant us access. But you're asking to have it just taken down, right?
Just take it down.
Well, I can't say that we can.
How many reviews do I have on that?
One review.
Okay, just take it down.
Well, I'm going to remind you, can't tell you that I can do that. I'm going to ask our team if they're able to do anything about that because we have no access to it. So we're just like anybody in the public saying, could you take down somebody's listing? A couple questions I want to ask just in case there's anything they can do. One, I'm going to give you that email in case your daughter has access, okay? And then that's the easiest way. Two, if I ask, is there any way we can get it taken down? I don't know about Yelp, but I do know other types of listings. You know, you can't always kick them down, but a community edit means you could suggest that business is closed. But in your case, you don't really want that because the new person took over that name, right? So they don't want to
right.
say this business is closed. You know, you just want your information off of it, if I understand.
Right. Right.
Because they want to make their own? Is that what's going to happen?
Right.
Okay.
But they need access to it.
Well,
again,
then
they
instead
need
of
access
us,
to the name.
Right. Well, then maybe that they should be trying to edit, get the edit done to it instead of us trying to take it down. But I'll ask our team if they can take it down. But I really don't think we can. So it's more important. I'm going to send you that email again. Or I'm going to find the email I thought I sent and see if your daughter can make a change. Okay.
Okay.
We don't have anything to do with Bing, but.
So how do I get rid of the Bing?
Well, I don't know how to guide you how to get rid of the Bing. I'm not sure that you can. Bing edits are really difficult, but. Maybe the new owner could go on and try to just, you know, does she want to get rid of it or she just wants to put her phone number on it?
Oh, okay. So she can just put her phone number on it.
What do you think? I'm asking you, what do you think? She just wants her information not on it, right?
Right. She just wants her information on it.
Okay. Well, she's going to need to do the work on that and try, you know, because we don't have any effect on that. But she can go, you know, she needs to go on Bing and try to do a, what's called a community edit, basically,
okay.
suggesting a phone number change. If, Bing is really slow to act. So I'm going to send you an email about Yelp. I'm really happy that the change went over on Google without having
yeah.
to.
But now when you Google Mama Psychic, does Sugarland Psychic come up again?
Okay. Not if I'm doing a Google search in Mala, you know, which is the point. You don't want somebody in Mawa to see Sugarland, right? So,
right.
But if I do Mawa Psychic in Mawa, oh, it still does come up. Well, it's going to take a little bit of time for Google to, you know, call
this. How about if you put the word Texas? How about Sugarland Texas Psychic?
Well, all your area has been changed to Texas. This is more, even in the content, you can see Texas. So putting, you know, if you change your business name and want TX on the end of it, so be it. But that's not really what's causing this. You know, Google needs time.
So what is causing me to come up when you type up Mama Psychic?
Okay, because this listing was a Mawa Psychic listing that's been ranking well for a bit. So it's ranking over there in Google, in Mawa, and we just made an address change to Texas. Google needs time to crawl this and to make these changes happen. But I'm also going to ask our team a couple things to help it along. You know, one thing is I'm going to ask our team to contact Google to remove that street view. And then two, I'm going to point out, hey, it's still showing over in Mawa, you know. And three, getting your pictures on, more of your pictures on there. Oh, and four, making some posts all about Sugarland, some Google posts. Because you know how I deleted the one that still said Mawa?
Right.
I'm going to ask, we're going to start making some more posts. And we have an option to, after we get your pictures added, we have an option now to make automated posts every week. The automated system will use the pictures that we have on file and create a post that goes on Google according to, you know, sort of related to the picture and your services. And they'll do one once a week. It's automated. You could see what they're going to do before. Like, the artificial intelligence will make, like, four of them to go out in advance. You can see them in your dashboard even before they're going out, like, week three, week four. And
okay, as long as they don't put anything that has to do with Mawa, like anything of the inside of the store or the outside of the store. As long as they just maybe put my price sign or maybe a photo of the tarot cards or something like that.
Okay, then I need you to look at the pictures with me and tell me if any of these pictures are pictures of the store that you want down. So can, you know, do you have a moment to log into your dashboard with me and look at the pictures that we have? I'll show you how.
I really don't know how to do this.
But I'll help you.
Okay. Hold on. I got to get my headset. David! Okay, I need you here.
Okay. Let me get this information.
Okay. She wants to help me get into my dashboard to see what pictures to take off. Okay, so how do I do that?
Okay, so tell me what device you're going to do it on. Are you doing it on your phone or a computer or a tablet?
iPhone.
Go to my.localsplash.com.
Hold on, I'm doing this right now. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. good. I'm just typing this. My
dot. Dot. Local splash.
L-O-C-A-L. Splash. .com. Okay. And hit search?
Yes.
Okay.
It should be
okay,
asking
for
a username and password.
Okay, should I click on local splash search engine, or just local splash? It says visit my localsplash.com, local splash.
Okay,
or
try
should
that
I just
one.
Click on the main one? Okay,
try the one you just said to me.
Okay, there's a link that pops up that says start now, three simple steps, my localsplash.com slash. Visit my localsplash.com.
Okay, go there.
Get the visit, right? Prevention and Recovery Center, where you are in recovery journey, PARC has a program to fit your needs. Open?
No, we're in the wrong place. Okay.
Yeah, so let me go. I figured this one didn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to the original one. Thank you for your, I will go to Local Splash. Okay, Local Splash, username?
Okay. Username is the phone number, just the numbers, 201-478-3832.
Okay, 3832. And password?
Okay, somebody made their own password at some point, but if she doesn't know it, I'm going to generate one for you right now.
Appreciate it.
Okay. One moment.
Thank you so much for
you. Oh, no worries. Thank you. Okay, the password is this, and it's going to have no capital letters and no spaces. S-E-M.
S like Sally?
S as in Sam. Yes, as Sally.
Okay.
E-M.
Okay.
And the word success, just keep going, S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
Did that.
All right.
And push login?
Yes.
Okay, did that. Invalid in credentials, please try again.
Okay, so I'll tell you what we'll do to try again. So,
okay.
First of all, with the phone number, there's no dashes or anything like that, just the numbers.
Oh,
right?
I had dashes. Yeah, no, I had dashes. I put it like in normal form.
Okay.
Yeah. 201-478-3832. Okay, it's normal. There's no dashes. There's no nothing.
Okay, and now the password again.
Okay, because she just got a text message on her phone saying it was reset. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
S-E-M.
S-E-M.
Success.
No space. Login. Okay. Save password. Save. Okay. Did that. I'm on Local Splash. Okay.
Perfect. Now, because you're on a phone, you don't see everything laid out, but there is three bars in the corner that'll lead to a menu.
Yep.
Go to the menu, and the very last thing on the menu that says business info, go there.
You did that.
Now scroll to the bottom. Just keep scrolling all the way to the bottom until you see pictures.
Okay, I see a lot of pictures, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, this is where I want her to identify what pictures shouldn't be here.
I guess the very first one, let me see, there's a big purple picture, and then a small picture. So I'm going to go from, it says media logo, Psychic of Sugarland. Okay, that's okay, right, Gina? You just want all whatever's the store, right? Okay, whatever is the store, I guess the first one with the crystal ball on the table and the tarot cards.
Can I see it? Can I see it first?
Those are the ones you want out?
No, we've got a picture.
Okay, what picture you want out? Okay. I guess whatever shows the outside of the store? Come on, God. Let me do it, honey. Well, I will telephone a shuttle on the shuttle. Give it to me, okay? Well, Local Splash. Welcome back to Local Splash. I got me connected to this. Okay. No, now it's not going up. It's,
did you have to go back in?
No, okay, I'm okay then. Okay, the one that's here is the store right here. Do you want out with the picture of the store, the bottom one, the very last one? I think that's your video. The last one is the white door.
Yeah, you can take that one out.
Okay, let me see, Gina. Don't touch the phone, 'cause you're going to get me out again.
You can take the very last
one. The very last one.
Okay.
With the, I guess, the video of the store, the picture of the inside of the store. It's the very last one. The outside of the store.
I don't even, I just see that white door. Oh, that is the outside. It looks so nice. I thought it was inside. Okay.
What's that, ma'am?
It looks so nice. I thought it was inside. But,
yeah.
Okay. I recognize it.
That's the only one.
Get that one off. Okay. Great. All right. And if you,
how would you add photos?
Okay. So three ways. One, it could be added right from here. I'll show you that. And then the other two ways is to email them to us or to text them to us. But since you're in here now, I'll show you.
Right,
but since you're here right now, I'll show you something in case you ever want
to
get from here.
I just need to make sure. I just wanted to make sure that there's no other pictures in here. Gina, is there any other pictures you want to take out?
Yeah,
that's fine.
No. Everything else, you
have to do it. Okay, so there's no other phone number on here or the address with Mama, right? Okay, just want to make sure. I don't feel like getting another call from this person. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, some of that internet stuff is difficult. They're just, you know, it's hard to put things up and it's hard to take things down.
I got you. That's why they got people like you. And we're happy to have people like you.
Well, we're happy to work with you as well.
Thank you.
And so, if you're back in the pictures again, I'll just show you one thing.
Yeah, what about this one? With the inside left right again. Hold on, this other picture. Okay, Gina. Let's get all upset. The show's got a different one. Okay, I saw another one. I just thought maybe she'd want out. Okay, she just doesn't want anything of the outside of the office.
Okay.
Gene, I gotta take this one off with the door and the chakras.
I said that one. That's the one you said.
Yeah, but it's not deleted. There's a trash can there. Should I put the
trash can? I'm taking care of it for you. But yes,
okay,
yes, that trash can would work too. But I just took it off on our end too, so.
You did?
It'll
okay.
go away when you update it.
Okay.
It'll go away.
Okay, I think I already
got
rid of
that. I'll show you something in here.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. Right next to the word where it says business, let's see, what does it say? It should say business photos. Right nearby that, it'll say click here to add photos.
Yeah, you want me to click on the business info again?
Oh, yeah, go back
or
in
post.
There.
Business info or post?
Business info.
Okay, did that. Go to the bottom again, right?
Right. And right between the cover photo and the business photos, there should be a button that says click here to add photos.
Yep, see it.
There. So you can put them directly here if you want.
So I can just click on that, drag your photos here. Okay, I thought maybe I could do a live photo and boom, it will go automatically up. Okay. So I'd have to take the photo, put it in my photos, and then drag it there.
Yes.
Or have her take
but
a picture.
And you don't have to only drag it. The other way is when you just, you know, select a file, you hit that plus sign and it opens up, you know, the screen on your, where you can say where the file is on your phone, you know, like a photo album or something like that.
Okay. Now, the lady also was worried about Yelp, something called Bing, B-I-N-G. Okay. Bing, you don't take care of. So you take care of Google and Yelp.
Well,
and Slack.
We asked for the only way that I'm going to ask our team if there's anything they can do to take Yelp down. But the truth is, that's why we don't have access into Yelp. Whoever created that Yelp is the only one that has access, and I think it's your daughter.
But you send me the email that'll take me to the Yelp.
The email that I send is the email that whoever has ownership of the Yelp listing would be able to go in and add and give us access, share access to us. If she's able to do that, then that's your shortest way for us to be able to help.
Okay.
But and in which case,
do you know the name on that email?
Well, let me go back out of here and let me look. I don't know if I thought I sent this the other day, but I need to take a moment to look. Okay. Actually, I don't see it. So, okay. Action.
And I think she's familiar with brushing. I'm gonna be there. It's 800.
Something called Fresha.
FRESHA.
It's an 800 number.
You click on this, and you got all your street views and all this, okay?
Something on Fresha. What is that?
And there's your phone number.
And my phone number's there.
Gina?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, but I don't know what you were talking about right now.
Something about Fresha.
I don't know anything about Fresha. I don't know what that is. You know, the internet's full of stuff. She's going to have to do her own work there, you know, to try to create her own legacy or make changes to something that's out there. You know, there's no easy answer to everything that exists on the internet. But we do handle Google. And I just sent you the email I wanted you to have, how to add us as a Yelp admin to your existing Yelp page. So in case your daughter does have access, she'll be able to do that. However, I'll also ask our team if they're able to take it down. Okay?
Okay. Now, she just received something. I guess this is from you. Local / Gina, for us to start managing and optimizing your Yelp business page, please check your email for details and let us know if you have any questions. Or you got an 877-635 number she can call.
Which is us, which is me you're talking to. So that message you got.
My email, okay.
Yeah, that message you got happened because I sent an email, so she'll have to look at the email.
Okay.
Every time we send an email, it sends a message to.
Okay. So this is the Yelp. What is this one here?
So, to recap, I'm going to have our team contact Google to try to get that old street view off of your Google listing. And then also, the pictures that we have on here, get them added to your Google listing. Not even sure why they're not already on there. I'm going to be requesting posts that, you know, all about Sugarland now, so that'll help your ranking and also, you know, trying to get it to quit showing on MAWA searches. But it's really new. This change is really new, so it can take a little bit of time, but we'll work on all of it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Anything else, Gina?
No.
I'm ready. Okay, thank you. If we have anything, she'll get back in touch. Thank you so much for helping us out. So the Google and the Yelp should be down with the MAWA listing with Gina's phone number, correct?
I don't have any control over that Yelp listing. I've sent you an email hoping that your daughter can give us access so that we can change it.
Okay, thank you. I'll have her look in the email. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.